You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's public hospital staff are being stretched to their limits, and new data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare suggests it'll only get worse. The Institute's Dr. Adrian Webster says the data suggests hospitals are struggling to manage the growth.
So what we're seeing is a continuation of a trend, essentially, that suggests that, unfortunately, our elective surgery capability within public hospitals is really struggling to keep up with demand.
It found almost 900,000 patients were added to the public hospital waiting lists for elective surgery from 2018 to 19. 760,000 were admitted that same year. Half of those patients added to lists were operated on within 41 days. The data also shows Indigenous Australians tend to wait even longer for elective surgery, with a median wait time of 50 days. The Australian Patients Association's Stephen Mason says it's no surprise wait lists are growing longer.
Of course, the ageing population is a major factor, lack of funding, the fact that public hospitals lose good surgeons to private hospitals who pay more. The decline in private health insurance is another factor, with a lot of people, particularly younger people, not electing to take out private health insurance. So it's just a multitude of factors.
And when it comes to emergency care, wait times are getting worse. In the past year, around 23,000 Australians a day presented to public hospital emergency departments. About 30% weren't seen on time within their urgency category. Patient advocacy groups fear more waiting will cause unnecessary stress for patients, potentially further complicating their health. Mr. Mason says lives could be put at risk.
They're worried about it, and so are their loved ones and carers, because the waiting times are blowing out, and eventually if they blow out too much, it gets critical. Lives could be put at risk. There's a lot of solutions, really. Number one is preventative health, I think.
Labor's health spokesman Chris Bowen is calling for a comprehensive reform of primary and preventative health care.
Australians deserve to know that if they do get sick, they can get the proper medical care in good time. I think Australians understand they're not going to be getting operated on immediately in most cases. But the waiting time should not be unacceptable, and they should be appropriate for a rich and developed and prosperous country like Australia in 2019, and they're getting worse, not better.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the federal government is committed to working with states and territories to reduce public hospital wait time. To keep the public better informed, the Health and Welfare Institute has launched two new resources on its website. Dr. Webster describes it as a national front door to health information.
We're aiming to get the information out there and make it accessible to all Australians so they can understand more about how our health system functions, the health of our population, and some of the success stories, but also some of the gaps.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.